Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, absolutely brutal. Our segment here is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. I really do think we'll remember the bunt forever.
Forever. I listen to that cut, Joe. It's like,
right?
I'm right back there.
Yeah.
And I said this on the postgame last night, and L.A. mentioned it too, but like, especially after the first pitch, the ball 1-0, and you see those guys crashing right. So hard, right. Change your plan!
Right. I mean, there's no doubt. It's the third base was crashing in, sure it stops moving to third, it's the wheel play, it was on, they showed it. Phillies had showed the bunt the first time, Bryce took a pitch, Bryson took a pitch, fine, good, change the play.
And they said they were surprised by the. What do you think they're going to give you third? Here's third base. Have a successful punt. You did it. Good job. Here
come
you
on.
Go. Like,
come on. Let's go to. And I didn't like the decision of Otto Kemp start. That's a whole other matter. Let's go to Joe in Mayfair. Joe, good morning.
Well, it's not a good morning, but let me vent first before I get to the execution last night.
Yep.
You know, on this radio station, most local media, we have. Given this team and this core the excuses of having great regular seasons, and they're 2-9 in their last 11 playoff games. You had the late 90s Flyers, the lights get brighter, they choke. You had the mid-2000s Eagles, you had the embarrassment Sixers, and now you have this core, which I've said for 2 months, it's the same. They hit bad pitching, Topper chokes, and this core just doesn't know how to win when they're supposed to win. But our Eagles team, with Hurt, Sirianni, Jalen Carter making mistakes, the OCs and all this stuff, that team gets criticized more than any of those teams and have a ring and have been the one and almost won that one. And for some reason, until this morning, this core team and this manager have been given chance after chance and all the belief. And for me, it's the biggest joke of all of them is all this lineup. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, JT, Cassidy, Bohm, overall, since they were up, down 2-1 against the Astros, it goes back that far, have done nothing in this home environment. They get no hit by the Astros. They laid egg and lost the 3 straight. Then you come home and lose the Cardinals for 2. Then you have the Mutts last year come in here and embarrass us. And then this year, everyone thought everything was going to be different. And it's not. You either have it in you or you don't. And I don't understand why we've all believed that this team, when they face good pitching over and over and over again, you thought all of a sudden they were going to win this series against the Dodgers. You can believe all you want, but they don't have it in them. And Topper, the play that changed this entire game, you bat Stott in the 7th with nobody on. You pitch hit for Sosa when you know you have a limited bench tonight. And you pitched hit him in the 7th.
How many outs were there? Remind me, how many outs were there?
Two with nobody on. You're down 4-0. What are you doing?
Well, you're trying to get something going as well.
No, but if you don't do that, you have Sosa batting there in the 8th. Not Stott. Stott pitch runs for me in that inning for Cassidy. Sosa is also a good bunter. He's also good with the bat. Popper overmanages. He overtrusts his people with all this analytics, and I think this entire team lost their mojo, lost their charisma, lost their fight in the dugout, and how they come to the bat and how they play. And they all try to play hero ball and swing the swings and misses last night of trying to hit solo home runs the entire game. Where in the eighth inning, I'm like, oh, now they're putting the barrel on the bat. Now they're cutting down their swings. Yeah. Where is this strategy from the first inning? The Dodgers have amazing pitching. We can't be swinging for the fences. We need to put the bat on the ball and shorten our strokes because they have great pitching. Instead, everyone in this lineup, year after year after year after year, tries to play hero ball. But we have a football team that's been criticized for all the shenanigans that they do, the coach and the quarterback and AJ and Carter, but they've won.
Yeah, they have. They have.
Listen, I don't care about the regular season stats and 4,000 yards and this and that. When the lights are brightest, you want your players and your coach to be there ready to go. And this team, since they are up 2-1 against the Astros, have not been there.
All right, Joe. We got you. I hear you loud and clear. Patrick in Tabernacle. Patrick, good morning.
Morning, everybody. Listen, I disagree with what Joe just said. Everybody did not believe, because I did not. I'm not everybody. I'm not part of that statement. But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen, man, up the middle. My concerns, obviously. Let me back it up. Where's Dombrowski? I'm going to start with him. He's the jackass that friggin' rolled out the same team.
Well, to be fair, the Bader acquisition was big, and him getting hurt is really bad luck. No, I mean, that really hurt them.
He did not. I understand that. Well, let's start with this. He rolled out the same friggin' team that we had last year, that we had the year before, that we had the year before.
Yeah, but I can make this.
Hoping that the players can hit. Dombrowski hung his hat on the fact, I'm going to hope that the players I signed are going to play and hit. And he's right, but he's also accountable. Listen, man, we all know our stars, what they're doing, what they're not doing. This is just such a huge disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, like, honestly. I mean, it's just, and I didn't have on my score. Hey, I didn't have on my scorecard or manager, effect. Listen, managers don't necessarily win ball games, but they're sure as hell can lose.
Let me tell you something. A manager can. Dave Roberts last night. Now let me be clear. It was Mookie Betts' idea. The Dodgers talked post game, and they said Mookie Betts was the one that quickly said, "We'll play, guys." And apparently they hadn't even practiced it in spring training. They were the only team, the Dodgers, were the only team this year in baseball that did not record an out with the third baseman throwing it to the shortstop. The other 29 teams had, the Dodgers had
it. That's awesome. That's good to hear. Thanks, Jeff.
But Mookie Betts, I guess, signaled or verbally, I don't know how he got it to them, said, guys, let's go wheel play. Dave Roberts authorized it. Bang.
You know why? Because Mookie Betts is a freaking winner.
He is a winner.
He's a winner,
dude. He is a winner. He is.
The difference.
That's right.
That's the difference. We just don't have that winning acumen on the team. You know what I mean? Right now, we just don't have players that really, truly, I don't know. I'm just so disappointed. Listen, we have more baseball to play. I get it, but I'm just so disappointed. And Topper, I can't believe I didn't have Topper screwing this thing up for me.
Well, I had that as a possibility.
It's always a possibility.
I know, but still, it's just like the last thing I was really thinking about, Rio, was like, oh my God. Like, are you kidding me? And we have the same old tires. And Castellanos, like, to his credit. I mean, look, I don't know how he hit that double. I mean, that was
Well, he stuck his bat out of work.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, just a junk ball hitter, like, to extraordinaire.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, remember, but, that pitcher, you know, also, what? That pitcher stunk and should never have been in the game.
Well, Dave Roberts, almost, that's the thing. You talk about manager decisions. Yeah. Like, that, if he, not starting the inning with Sasaki, and he talked about it, like, that could have come back to go the other way.
That was astounding.
It was insane.
Rhea, it was insane. it was. All right. Phillies manager, Rob Thompson, what he said after the game. You're going to hear the full press conference. About 5 minutes, covers a ton of topics, all the notable things in the game. What Rob Thompson said post-game, you'll hear it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
This time of year, anything can go wrong with your plumbing, from sudden leaks to clogged drains, burst pipes, corrosion, even a mysterious noise. When these things happen, it is time to call the experts at Horizon Services. Horizon's team, they've got the expertise to solve any of your plumbing problems because they've seen it all. Horizon Services, they've got same-day emergency repair service, which can make sure you get back to being stress-free fast. Plus, right now, get a free, no-obligation plumbing inspection with any paid service to catch any issues before they become a real scare. If it's a bigger job, say a water heater installation, Horizon has money-saving warranties, rebates, and flexible payment options, so you can stay on budget while getting an upgrade. With Horizon Services, you always know the job's going to be done right the first time. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Click or call day or night. Schedule a visit today at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today, knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.